STANAG 6001, Listening Test for Levels 1 and 2. Instructions. This test consists of two levels. Each level has three parts. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and also to check your answers. At the start of each extract, you will hear this sound. You will hear each extract once. While you are listening, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Now, the test will begin. Level 1, Part 1. You will hear 10 different extracts. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. There is one question for each extract. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Extract 1.
I've got the passports here.
And the tickets are in my bag.
What about the camera?
Oh, no! I've left it at home. And I really wanted to take some holiday photos.
Extract 2.
Oh, the traffic's terrible today.
Yes, it took me 40 minutes by bus.
Well, I drove and it took me an hour.
An hour? It's probably quicker by bicycle.
Extract 3.
Where did you go on holiday?
Well, we booked tickets to go to Spain, but then I got a new job and we couldn't go.
Oh, what a pity.
Well, we went to Scotland for a weekend. That was nice. And we're going to go to Portugal for a week at Christmas.
Extract 4.
What's your favorite photo?
This one, I think. I really like this photo because it's not the usual way you see a top model. She was waiting with the other girls for the fashion show to begin. The other girls were all talking, but she was just quietly reading a book.
It's a great photo.
Extract 5.
Jane, could you possibly meet Mr. Komodo off his flight today, please?
It depends. What time is he due to arrive? I've got the finance meeting at 2:30, remember?
Well, He doesn't land till 4:15, and the meeting will be over by 3:30, won't it?
3:45, probably. But yes, I should just about make it.
Thanks.
Extract 6.
I've got to go to a lot of meetings while I'm here. How much would it be to rent a car?
It's £95 per week for standard cars, or £120 for the luxury models.
I only need it for 3 days. The standard model's fine.
That would be £60 at the daily rate of £20, including insurance.
That's okay.
Extract 7.
Where did you take this photo of Tom Cruise?
It was in New York. I was coming into the hotel and I saw him coming down the stairs. There were a lot of journalists waiting in reception. Everybody was shouting. So I went outside and I waited until he was getting into his car.
Extract 8.
Have you taken all your holiday this year yet, Bob?
Oh, no. I've still got almost 2 weeks left. Let me check. Yes, 10 days. I've booked 5 days off next month, and I'll take some more days off in November.
Right. Lucky you. I've only got a couple of days left.
Extract 9.
What's the new packaging like?
It's certainly an improvement. We've kept the bright blue and the lettering, but it's more practical now, with plastic instead of cardboard. We haven't increased the measurements.
Now let's see if it helps sales.
Extract 10.
Did you have good weather in Italy?
Well, it was good for December. It was cold but sunny.
Did it rain?
No, it didn't. It was dry.
Level 1, Part 2. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 11 to 16, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Extract 11.
268879.
Jane, it's Sarah. Are you still looking for a job?
Yes, I am, actually.
Well, my boss, who's the sales manager, needs a new secretary.
Oh. Well, tell me something about the job.
Well, Jane, it's a full-time job, 5 days a week.
What time do you start in the morning?
At 9 o'clock. You can catch the 8:30 train with me.
Okay. And what's the pay like? I got £180 a week in my last job.
Oh, you can earn more here. It's £6 an hour. So that's about, £210 a week.
Extract 12.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, I have to go to Argentina next week, so I'd like some information about flying to Buenos Aires.
Okay. Well, there are direct flights, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
And what time do they leave?
At 2 p.m. on all 3 days.
Okay. Wednesday is best for me. Now, how can I get to the airport? Is there a bus?
Yes. You'll have to check in at the airport at 12 o'clock, so you could take the 10 o'clock coach from the bus station in Mill Street.
In Mill Street. Okay.
Extract 13.
Mary, what do you want to do at the weekend, when Carlos comes?
Well, Eric, I must go shopping on Saturday morning.
He hates shopping. But we could go to the museum and then meet you for lunch.
Fine. What shall we do in the afternoon?
There's a good football match on. Carlos will like that.
Okay. Do you want to eat at home in the evening?
What about going to a restaurant? We haven't been to that Italian one for months.
Or we could try that new Chinese one.
Okay, let's do that.
Level 1, Part 3. Listen to Liz and Michael talking about rooms in a hotel. They're going to paint the rooms. For questions 17 to 20, choose from the list A to E what color they're going to paint each room. There is one extra option which you do not need to use. Mark your answers on the answer sheet.
Michael, we must paint some of the rooms in the hotel.
Yes, Liz. What colour paint shall we have?
Well, I think the dining room should be white.
Yes, white is best for the dining room. But I'd like something brighter in the television room. What about red?
I think it should be white too.
No, let's have something more interesting in the television room. Do you like yellow?
Yes, a light yellow is all right. Now, what about the bedrooms on the first floor?
Well, the curtains are dark green, so I think the walls should be light green.
Okay. Shall we have the same colour in the second floor bedrooms too?
No, something different. Perhaps grey. Or is blue prettier?
All right. A nice light blue on the second floor.
And for the office? How about red?
Oh, no. That must be grey. You can have red in the kitchen.
Fine. At least one room will be my favourite colour.
This is the end of part 3, level 1. You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Level 2, Part 1. You will hear 10 different extracts. For questions 21 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. There is one question for each extract. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Extract 1.
Bill, you used to live in New York. I was thinking about going there this winter. What do you think?
I think going there is a good idea, but if I were you, I'd wait until next fall. The winters there can be miserable for walking around, and the summers are terribly hot and with few cultural events. Knowing how much you like modern dance, I think you should wait.
Extract 2.
There's really no reason to race again. I've got enough money in the bank and little left to prove on the racetrack. If you look at it, this is a losing situation. I can't gain anything by winning. Nobody will be surprised. If I lose, I'll look like the idiot of the day and will ruin my good name and all the things I've accomplished.
Extract 3.
How do you feel about media coverage of this conflict? Do you think it's accurate and fair?
I think the American public is being shown too much of the shooting and the killing and not enough of the humanitarian side of things. In this city alone, there were 80 schools renovated, $1.7 million of aid given out, and 29 water supply improvement projects. How many people know about that?
Extract 4.
As everyone here already knows, salt water seeping into our drinking water supply is raising questions about the town's ongoing development. A geology firm we've consulted says this seawater we're taking in is the result of water pumping operations. Last week, a $200,000 state-funded study was approved to determine the extent of the problem and review options for refilling the town's reservoir.
Extract 5.
We're very disappointed to be closing our doors less than 2 years after we opened them. After all, this was one of the only places dedicated to the history of our nation's capital.
Where do you see the failure?
Funding for museums is not high on the list of government priorities these days. Consequently, we weren't able to introduce the programs we wanted to. Also, we had to cut our advertising budget. So we got only 36,000 visitors instead of the 100,000 we were hoping for.
Extract 6.
The British Foreign Minister has issued a notice to citizens traveling to the United States in response to the continuing problem of street crimes there. First on the list is pickpocketing, especially common in places frequented by tourists and in train stations, at bus stops, and such places. The minister also advised travelers to use the major established taxi services.
Extract 7.
Here's the situation. You're at a traffic light, and a car coming from the opposite direction enters your lane. Who has the right of way, and what do you do?
Well, if the light's green and I'm going straight, and he's turning into my lane, then normally I would have the right of way and would proceed with caution. But because he isn't obeying the rules of the road, I'll have to wait and see what he does.
Right.
Extract 8.
Eastbound traffic on I-80 leading into the city is stalled due to a collision near exit 15. Drivers are advised to allow an extra 45 minutes commuting time if using that route or to find an alternative. Westbound traffic out of the city is light.
Extract 9.
Mr. Victorino, you've lived more than half your life, 35 years, outside Colombia. Do you still feel you are a Colombian?
I'm the most Colombian of Colombians because I continue to think about and to paint Colombia. You know, I've lived more than 13 years in New York, and I've never done a painting of New York. I lived in Paris for more than 20 years, and I never painted Paris. And someday, I hope to be able to return to a peaceful Colombia.
Extract 10.
I just saw Sandra. She told me she quit her job yesterday.
Really? Why?
She was having problems with her boss. Apparently, he's not always the most honest person in his dealings. Anyway, he wanted her to participate in his shady business, and she walked out.
Good for her. That's why I like that girl. She's got courage.
Level 2, Part 2. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 31 to 36, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Extract 11.
Tanya, your first job was in children's television, wasn't it?
When I was asked to audition for a job presenting on children's television, I didn't want to do the job at all. I'd always wanted to be an actress and had done a lot of acting at college. In fact, it was the closest thing to acting that I could possibly have chosen because it was presenting a live programme, so having been on stage in college productions came in handy. In those days, we didn't have talkback. You know, that's where you have a little gadget stuck in your ear and you can hear the producer talking to you. So we had to rely on signals from the floor manager, which worked fine.
You had an extraordinary boss, didn't you?
Yes, Paul Broadley. He was a very well-respected programme editor. He taught me so much. He seemed quite old to me when I started. He was a grandfather. But he had this way of understanding what children could enjoy watching. He was absolutely determined to produce the best children's television, whether it was something about wildlife on safari or how to make a chocolate cake. He was devoted to the programme, completely single-minded about it, and expected us to feel exactly the same.
Extract 12.
It is only natural to feel somewhat nervous before giving a speech. And while a few nerves never did any harm, and can in fact prove beneficial, letting your nerves overcome you can be detrimental. Today's presentation will focus on ways to control those butterflies and help you to give better presentations in future. First and foremost, you've got to know your material. I can't stress that enough. If you fail to prepare, you might as well prepare to fail. Even the most experienced speakers never turn up unprepared and never try to wing it. Personalise your subject and use humour, anecdotes and conversational language. This will make it easier for you to remember what you want to say.
Extract 13.
Good evening, and in this week's edition of Focus on the Arts, Jane Hemington is going to fill us in on what's in store for us at this year's Summer Festival. Over to you, Jane.
Thank you, Jeffrey. This year, the Summer Festival is the biggest we've ever seen, so there should be something for everybody. This is the third year they've run it, and the timing's slightly different. For the last couple of years, it's been around the 5th to 17th, but this year, they wanted to allow everyone enough time to recover from the 1st of January celebrations, and they've put it at the end of the month. The program has sensational theater, dance, and also a large number of art exhibitions. But the thing the festival is most famous for is its great street music. For today's report, though, Jeffrey, I'm looking at some of the theatrical events that you might like to see. In particular, at this year's theme, circuses.
Level 2, Part 3. You will hear four different people, 37 to 40, talking about the way they study. Choose from the list A to E, the option that best reflects each speaker. There is one extra option which you do not need to use. Mark your answers on the answer sheet.
Speaker 1.
I must say I've never found it easy to study at home. I've tried all sorts of places. One of my friends prefers to study outside, lying on a rug in the garden. I try that from time to time, and it's nice and airy, though my concentration tends to wander a bit and I find I'm looking at the trees or people passing by rather than at my notes. I think better in my bedroom, where it's nice and quiet. I've got a large desk there to put my computer on, and I set my alarm early and work with a fresh mind before everyone else is up.
Speaker 2.
You know how sociable I am normally? Well, it's strange, but I find people talking really puts me off when I'm trying to study, so I hardly ever work with a classmate, although it's much more fun. You'd think that the faculty library would be the best place for me, then. An academic atmosphere and no distractions. You always get a few people whispering and coughing, though, and that annoys me. What I frequently do instead now is put on my personal stereo and have something blasting away, it doesn't matter what. That blocks out everything else, and I get through the work in no time.
Speaker 3.
I'm hopeless at doing school projects. I make timetables so that I can complete the project well before the deadline, but I don't stick to them. I've tried everything, strong coffee, quiet rooms, fresh air. Even though I'm wide awake and there's nothing to disturb me, the work still doesn't get done. I was getting really worried last week when Mary came round and asked if she could work in my room. Hers is too dark and stuffy. I've never worked with a friend before, and so I said no. But she was desperate. Eventually I gave in, and it really worked out for us both. I couldn't believe it.
Speaker 4.
I really like some of the subjects I'm doing this year, particularly maths and physics. I don't mind studying them at all, although some of the homework assignments we're given are quite tricky, so I need to be able to work undisturbed. That's often a bit difficult in our house, unless I put it off until everyone's in bed. Did you know that my younger brother Fred plays the guitar in a band? I love some of their music. It's really cool. You'd love it too, but it's pointless trying to work when he's playing.
This is the end of part 3, level 2. You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.